Krispy Kreme is a company with a long and rich history in Winston-Salem. Since its inception in 1937, the nostalgia surrounding its hot donuts has generated a loyal fan base in the South. Walkertown resident Jerry Ellagood says she practically grew up on these sweet treats.
I just like the donut, the flavor of the glazed donut and some of the other flavors. I just like the donut. They're great. I've been eating them nearly all my life. I'm just a couple years older than Krispy Kreme.
After establishing its brand throughout the South, the company expanded southeast. Then in the 1990s, Krispy Kreme underwent rapid expansion across the country. The company opened its first store in New York in 1996, and 3 years later, the first West Coast Krispy Kreme opened in California.
Krispy Kreme was starting to explode.
Senior Vice President of Supply Chain and Off-Premises Operations, Brad Wall.
I actually opened and was part of the opening crew that opened the first New York store in Chelsea. And that was an experience in itself. That's when the Rosie O'Donnell Show took place. We brought Winston-Salem on the map to be the home of the donut.
Today, Krispy Kreme donuts can be found in nearly 700 shops in 21 countries, and they're distributed by approximately 10,000 mass merchants and grocery stores in the United States. Wake Forest University Journalism Program Director and a contributing writer for the Business Journal, Justin Catanoso, has been following the company's growth over the years. He says Krispy Kreme became part of the national business landscape when it went public 12 years ago in order to expand.
In 2000 was sort of when the tech bubble was starting to burst. And all of a sudden there was this old, established, nostalgic donut maker. Everybody understood donuts. And they put their shares out there, first on the NASDAQ and then later on the New York Stock Exchange. And it just went crazy. I mean, within several months, Krispy Kreme shares were trading at over $100 a share, and it seemed like there would be no end to its success.
Rapid growth, overexpansion, and increased competition from larger chains like Dunkin' Donuts and McDonald's proved to be a recipe for disaster. Those trends, combined with the low-carb diets popular at that time and ongoing lawsuits by franchisees over supplies and other issues, eventually led to plummeting Krispy Kreme stock prices. One 2005 lawsuit accused former management of hiding evidence of dropping sales and profits. Krispy Kreme CEO Jim Morgan.
Suing us, I knew we could get over. Not liking us, I thought we could overcome. But not trusting us was critical. And so I spent a lot of my time going out to meet them on their turf. We started changing the mindset here.
Morgan has been working to clean up the financial mess at Krispy Kreme since he became CEO in 2008. He says at one point the company faced more than $100 million in debt, which led to major downsizing. According to securities filings, more than 240 U.S. stores closed between 2004 and 2009. But Morgan says one bright spot throughout the hard times has been the success of the company's stores abroad.
We've since increased the infrastructure support for international to make sure that we didn't make the same mistakes there that we made domestically prior. And as you know, we recently announced agreements in both Moscow, our first one in Russia, and in southern India, which is our first one in India. So we have only scratched the surface.
Meanwhile, Morgan says they've had 14 consecutive quarters of same-store sales increases. Last quarter, the company reported a net income of more than $6 million. He sees growth happening closer to home as well.
Within the next year, we will have 3 stores in the Charlotte area. I think next year we will add 5 to 10 stores in the immediate Carolinas area.
Krispy Kreme is also investing in its hometown of Winston-Salem as well. Its corporate headquarters on Knollwood Street is undergoing a $1.2 million renovation. Public relations and media manager LaFia Watson says the company is also diversifying its product line so it's not just dependent on donuts.
We relaunched our coffee with 3 new Krispy Kreme signature coffee blends. And the whole premise behind this launch was that we needed to come up with a coffee not to compete with other brands, but a coffee worthy of our donuts.
Over the years, Krispy Kreme has built its brand upon word-of-mouth advertising and marketing. And today, the message is shared through social media, with more than 4.3 million Facebook fans and more than 20,000 Twitter followers. The company's mission statement is to touch and enhance lives through the joy of Krispy Kreme. On Friday, July 13th, Krispy Kreme will celebrate its 75th birthday.
This is just the first 75 years, you know, and a long, long road for Krispy Kreme, and there's not a doubt in my mind there's another 75 years and more in front of it.
I'm Carrie Brown in Winston-Salem.